What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. There's been another example of why the open border refugee policy in Europe wasn't really a good idea. This happened in Austria, and there was this 16-year-old Chechen Muslim has admitted to murdering a 7-year-old girl in Vienna, and his excuse was he was in a bad mood at the time. And he told police he was having a bad day, bad mood, general rage, and he basically stabbed this girl, wrapped her in plastic, and just threw her in a dumpster and left the feet sticking out, which is how police spotted the body and realized there'd been a murder. Last week, there was a big stink when Donald Trump came on out describing members of the MS-13 gang as animals. Liberals immediately jumped on him and said, "How dare you call illegal immigrants animals?" And Trump had to correct him and said, "No, I'm talking about the MS-13 gang. I wasn't describing all of the illegal immigrants." Pardon me. And then, amazingly enough, some of the liberals came on out trying to defend this vicious gang, saying, you know, there's a spark of divinity in all of us, and just because they're in a gang is, you know, you shouldn't describe them as animals. Well, Trump is right. They are animals. They make the Crips and the Bloods look like choir boys by comparison. And here are just some of what they do. Over in Maryland, there was an MS-13 leader who ordered the beating of a 15-year-old girl with a baseball bat who had been forced into prostitution. Apparently, two other Salvadoran nationals were also named in that particular case. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. Also in Maryland, MS-13 members, a gang of 10, murdered this man by stabbing him more than 100 times, beheading and dismembering him, and cutting out his heart. Apparently, they beat him so badly, police are still having trouble identifying him. Over in New York, MS-13 gang members, some of whom are illegal immigrants, stabbed New York teen girls to death, two of them. Five illegal aliens who were part of the MS-13 gang were charged in the brutal murder of a Maryland woman. What is it with Maryland? She was beaten to death and buried in June and found just last September. A female MS-13 gang member told her victim she would see you in hell before stabbing 15-year-old victim 13 times. Four New York teens brutally beaten to death by an MS-13 gang. And the list goes on from on and on. But yes, the way they're behaving, I think it's perfectly within reason to say the MS-13 gang are animals when they behave like that. And to hear Nancy Pelosi get up there and try and defend them and say Trump was wrong to say this. There are times when political correctness can go just a little too far. By the way, over in Chicago, in just the past week, over 50 people were shot on the streets of Chicago. The wave of violence seems to be endless, and nothing's being done about it. Thank goodness the law-abiding people of Chicago have been totally disarmed. And I wish there was a global outcry over what's going on in Chicago that matches the outcry over what happened in Gaza. Now, a lot of people questioned the NRA's wisdom in naming former Iran-Contra figure Oliver North to be their new president. But he's already out there saying things people are agreeing with, including me. And he says, guns don't kill people, Ritalin kills people. And so North's official position as president of the NRA is saying these ADHD meds can turn boys into mass shooters. And I still want to know if last Friday's shooter was on these medications. Apparently, he stole the guns from his father and yelled surprise when he walked into that art classroom and opened fire. Now, it's claimed that it's unknown whether he was on any prescription medication. Obviously, somebody knows. His doctor, his pharmacist, his parents probably. It's just not being reported. The kid was definitely showing the signs of depression early on. And what may have triggered the shooting was being rejected by a girl for a date. Now, when you're acting normally, you'll be unhappy about that. But when you go onto a violent shooting spree, to me, that says, yeah, pharmaceutically enhanced. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. There is a new hate crime bill protecting police, and it's passed the House, even though it is a clear violation of the 10th Amendment. This is called the Protect and Serve Act, and it has a lot of bipartisan support. And they're basically telling the states that attacks on police will be treated as hate crimes. Now, the House Liberty Caucus opposed the creation of this new federal hate crime, which it said violates the Constitution because the 10th Amendment grants authority to prosecute offenses against state and local cops only to the states. And this is an attempt now to federalize criminal law, which the federal government is not supposed to do. Now, last week, we ran a story about how somebody actually looked at the numbers and discovered there really isn't a war on police. That the number of police who are dying in the line of duty is pretty much flat. It was just being hyped up in the media, possibly to support this bill. The same study also found that there is no war on blacks by the police officers. In fact, police are shooting more white people than black people because of the adverse publicity. We're going to take a phone call now from Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Yeah, about these political groups and so forth, nauseam that's going on and who's doing what and Trump, Deepu, and so forth. It prompted me to recall something I run across earlier. Whenever you go on like YouTube or whatever and you're looking up a video or something, and they generally will put up a little window that is trying to sell you something or take you to another link or whatever, I come across something really interesting. I actually come across one that actually talked about, do you think that illegal immigrants should be allowed to put in or receive Social Security benefits and so forth? And the question is, it was such a broad, sweeping question, the way it was worded, it was like, okie dokie, how many ways can this be applied? And so as much as I wanted to respond to it, I put on my brakes, because a red light went off in my head. Reason being is that, one, yes, they probably have some legitimate information from you, but that can either be used for a useful purpose, depending on who the group is that sponsored that, or it can be used against you, depending on how they want to, say, apply it in some way, shape, or form against you to bring harm to you as a result, because they view you as being biased this way or biased that way or whatever have you. And so I come to realize that that is something to be avoided when you get prompted with a question like that of something that actually affects everyday people or whatever, for that
yes.
matter. But from a, I guess they call it cyber point of view or whatever, you don't know where that stuff's coming from. You don't know who is prompting it or setting people up.
Well, I suspect it's a liberal organization because they're trying to just sell this idea that the illegal immigrants are just Americans like everybody else and they should put into Social Security, which they don't because they're not paying taxes because it's illegal to hire an illegal immigrant in this country. And, you know, so this is definitely a liberal organization trying to basically get support for this idea.
Well, I think you have a point there. However, I think it's a little bit more deeper than that. I think it's probably a, as you call it, a liberal organization or who knows what organization that's being used by one Alphabet Soup groups to do a little search and seizure or whatever have you of their own to see who stands where and how whatever have you, so they can get an idea for their data mining and so forth. So I think it's a lot deeper than just a simple organization or whatever that's out to propagate whatever they want to. So that's just my sentiment about it or thought about it.
Well, I imagine they're definitely trying to get data to see how much public support there is for this kind of an idea.
Now you're nailing it.
But given the way that's phrased, I imagine that probably most conservatives might not click on the website at all. So I'm not sure how accurate the polling data is going to be.
Well, that's true. But then again, who's to say how liberal or how conservative a person actually is out in today's society? There is such a grayscale measure
yes.
of both terminology that which, who you would construe as being liberal may just be the complete opposite, and who you consider it as being conservative can be just a total opposite. And who knows what's in between those two so-called areas of society. So I just find the whole thing about how people use terminology as far as designated parts of society to be absolutely hilarious, because it's just like a kangaroo court, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
In a matter of speaking. So anyway, just thought I'd pass it by in case someone happens to see that kind of trap or whatever. It could actually be a trap for them too, that could be used against them.
Well, I think that's getting a little too concerned about that. I mean, we know everything is being surveilled anyway. All right, Francis, thank you for the phone
call.
Much. We're going to let you go and switch over to the Sovereign Man. Aloha, Sovereign. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to Congressional Representative Alex Mooney of West Virginia. He has presented a bill to bring the United States back to the gold and silver standard.
I would love to see that happen. I think it'll be I would be surprised if it even made it to the floor.
Yeah, but I mean that's a little hopeful, isn't it?
I'm tired of getting along on hope. We all hoped Trump was going to keep his campaign promises. We all hope he's going to fix things. I want to see action happening now. I'm not going to get excited about a gold standard until it's actually restored. And I'm not going to get excited about election reform until it's actually happening. I'm not going to get excited about vaccine safety until vaccines are actually safe.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, we can act locally. You know, you can start implementing things local with yourself and with your community and with the people that you associate with. I think that's key, isn't it?
Well, it's one way of doing it. I mean, you know, during economic downturns, during the Civil War, local communities would come up with their own currency. Because the U.S. dollars and the Confederate dollars were considered so unreliable, both sides were massively counterfeiting each other's currency to try and wreck it.
Yeah, I agree. I would like to reply to Francis. When you go to YouTube, there's an add-on that you can add to your browser. I use Firefox. It's kind of iffy. But it's called AdBlock Plus. That way you
yes.
don't have to see all those psychometric profiling things that pop up in your face.
Yes.
So, blessings to you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open. AdBlock Plus is really good. I use it myself as well. All right, getting on back to PC-ness, as it were. Over at Georgetown, the students hosted a community dialogue on racism and by asking white allies not to attend. Just to show you how disconnected the politically correct movement has become. They want to have a dialogue on racism, but one race is not allowed to attend. Just think about that for a while here. Evergreen State College of No Whites Allowed fame is slashing its budget, hiking student fees, and planning for layoffs due to plunging enrollment numbers. So the backlash is starting to hit. People are fed up with all this PC nonsense. They're fed up with, men being allowed to use the ladies' room. It's really gone way too far. It's become a caricature of itself. All right, let's take another phone call. Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. I was wondering, I know that these days we've got to pretty much have a license for this and a license for that and a permit for this and a permit for that. I was wondering if you might happen to know how I'd go about getting a course and maybe get a license to become a pedophile hunter.
Well, I don't know that there is a separate job like that, but if you wanted to get involved, you might join an organization.
I'm joking.
You were joking. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
you mean like a bag limit kind of a thing? My mistake.
Yeah. So the article here that I'm just reading is the Vatican has paid nearly $4 billion to settle for children harmed by sexual abuse. My gosh. If it isn't bad enough to on the one side we have the Zionist Christians who actually want Armageddon to come quick, let's have World War III and everybody go in the dark, and of course everybody will be gone, but then the Savior will come and we'll all be saved. And then on the other hand we have the Vatican the Pope thinks it's okay to for men who are priests to continue to do what they do, and if you read the depth of this article, they're continuing to hide the names of the priests who formerly, molested children. I mean, isn't that? I'm not Catholic. I'm not even religious, although I come from the Midwest, the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, the same town that John Ashcroft is from, by the way. And he was in the church. He's in the church. His father was a deacon in the Assemblies of God, by the way. I'm not really into religion, and this is kind of the reason why. So. I'm wondering, for the people who are out there who are Catholic, how can you go to any of your churches and like say that's okay? I mean, and then another example, what I learned up in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area, which was where one of the first priests were confronted with his molestation. And the local authorities didn't investigate. We're talking about the law, the prosecuting attorneys and, they didn't investigate. What did they do? Oh, they turned the matter back to the church because the church knows best and they would handle it. They would do the right thing, right? I mean, it's absolutely abhorrible. So, I don't know about you, but this pedophilia is just absolutely outrageous and I agree.
And by the way, following up on the Vatican's huge cash payout, all of Chile's 34 bishops have now been forced to resign over their sex abuse and cover-up scandal. So it is really out there. There's a movie called The Spotlight that's talking about how this newspaper was put under immense pressure not to report clerical pedophilia when it broke out in their neighborhood. It's a huge, huge problem. Now you got Pope Francis out there saying it's okay to be gay, which I'm fine with that because the gays have enough to deal with as it is, but apparently is now dropping hints that God himself might be gay. So, I mean,
really?
The situation is just getting muddied up like crazy.
Here's another one. On that same note, do you remember, what was it, back in the 80s, I think, when that group formed by mothers, MAD, I think it was called MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving? I wonder, why aren't the mothers getting together and forming a new group? I don't know, we'll have to come up with, I'll work on an acronym for that, for mothers who are against pedophilia.
I think it's a very good idea. Mark, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials.
Right,
we'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Terry in Long Beach, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you're wondering if these shooters have been on prescription drugs. Well, I wonder that, too, but I also wonder about something else. I know the Zionists are really in with the intelligence agencies like the CIA. And maybe they have some kind of super secret weapon where they can, you know, target somebody that's vulnerable and shoot some kind of electronic signal into their brain to put all these voices in their head.
Well, for the
wonder about that.
Actually, they actually do have a device. It's based on microwaves, and it basically modulates your skull, and you perceive it as sound. So that's been known about for a time. I think that's a little too complicated, and we need to go back to Occam's razor. Certainly for some of these staged false flag shootings, they're going to look for a vulnerable individual, somebody who's on these prescription psychiatric medications, and they're going to basically groom them, and then basically lead them into do the shooting. That's why we always have that conflict where right after the shooting, they're going to say there were this many shooters, and then the official story becomes, oh, it was just one or two.
Well, how do they groom them? Do they make direct contact with them, or would they do that?
Yeah, they befriend them. They hang out with them, and they just talk up this idea about killing, and kids on the medication.
I always had that thought about the Denver shooting, James Holmes, because
yes.
he was vulnerable, and he also went into a program, right there, that they were studying his neuroscience thing, so they can put all kinds of stuff in his head after that, because he just didn't fit the profile of somebody, to me, a good student and all that sort of thing, of, just going off the deep end, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, no, I mean, we have the same pattern with last Friday's shooter. He'd previously been an honors student, was on the junior varsity football team, and all of a sudden, he just started falling apart, and he was exhibiting symptoms of depression. And so at that point, the logical question is, was he prescribed prescription antidepressants? Now, if you go over to SSRIstories.org, you will see all these case histories of people who were perfectly fine until they were put on these medications, and then they get violent, they beat their spouse, they try and commit suicide, they go on mass shootings. These are very dangerous chemicals, but they make money. And as long as they're making money, nothing will be done about it. Same problem we have with vaccines and GMOs.
Well, I guess they got some kind of cover-up where they won't let people do a full investigation, or there's nobody to do it, because like you say, you can't even find out if he's on drugs. And then to carry that investigation one step further, you know, who was talking to him the last month or so, or 2 months, whatever, and find out what kind of influence they had on him. But we don't have any investigation like that.
No, and there never will be. Actually, prior to Sandy Hook, it was usually mentioned in the news media that the kid had mental issues and he was on prescription medication. And when people started making that link between prescription antidepressants and this sudden explosive behavior from these people, the corporate media stopped reporting it. The pharmaceutical corporations called up and said, don't ever mention that again. In fact, following Sandy Hook, I remember this case where Connecticut citizens, using the Connecticut equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act, wanted to find out what medications that shooter had been on. And they were blocked by the medical examiner's attorney, Patrick Quanishay, who said that even if in this one case the medication led to the shooting, the American people didn't need to know that, as they would stop taking the medications prescribed by their doctors. Now, if you look at Connecticut's economy, a lot of big pharma in there.
Yeah, well, but that's just Connecticut. Maybe, some other state they could do it, but they won't. Maybe there's a federal lobby. Yeah, I mean, a nationwide lobby that is protecting the drug companies. But
yeah, of course
I kind of think it's,
The drug companies have found out it's much less expensive to buy the media and lobby the government than it is to actually create products that work properly.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like, the whole goal is to disarm the American citizen. And
absolutely.
And when they do that, then look for something that happened in 1917 in Russia. Because it might be generations of the same people that are doing it, too. You never know.
It's entirely possible.
Bolshevik,
it really is.
In the Talmud it says, guards are put on earth to serve us. They should be
Well, I think you're kind of wandering far afield here right now. And in any event, I've got to let you go because we have to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a few more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines because I still got a lot of news to get through here. Let's go to Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, did you like that idea when North said that Ritalin kills people, not guns?
You know, obviously I agree with him on that issue. And he's obviously taking his new job as president of the NRA very seriously.
Okay. To me, it sounds, you know, a little insidious what happened over the years. You know, the psychiatric industry is basically Zionist, and they put every other white male on Ritalin in the last how many years? So what it sounds like to me is they're being very clever here. This mental health aspect that we're hearing in the gun control campaign, they're going to, if you've ever been on Ritalin and the psychiatric industry knows who's been on it, they're just going to take your guns. And I think it's not going to be too long. People are going to be able to figure this out. It's not that, you know, it's a little obvious.
Well, there's an issue there. I mean, once you're off the Ritalin, you're going to be fine. It's while you're on these medications or while you're withdrawing from them that you are at risk. Now, in the case of last Friday's situation, apparently this kid stole the shotgun and .38 revolver from his father. I guess they weren't locked up solid enough, and probably the parents had no reason to think they needed to be. But again, this has all the hallmarks of being, you know, exacerbated by a prescription antidepressant.
That's if that's what really happened, and that's what the television it tells us what happened. And so
I think last Friday's shooting was a legitimate one. I think it was the kid just flipped on out. It doesn't feel like it was a staged incident, but obviously the gun grabbers are already all over it saying we've got to have gun control. The irony being that only a few days before there had been an attempted shooting at a school that was stopped cold by an armed guard. And the lesson there is obvious. The only way to stop bad people with guns are good people with guns.
Well, I think if you've been on Ritalin in your life, I think you're going to find out that if they get their way, you're going to have to turn them in, or you'll be forced with a felony charge against you. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And I don't think being on psychiatric medication justifies a lifetime ban on guns, but who knows what the gun grabbers are going to ask for. Okay, let's go to Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'll make it quick. That Holmes guy, that was that Aurora, Colorado thing, and he was found sitting out in his car, just sitting there after the shooting. And then this emergency room nurse called up a local radio station the next day, one of these call-in type stations, and she said that these kids who were coming in, they were reporting two or three shooters wearing black fatigues. And then a day or two after that, I caught this, I paid attention to it, she was dead, single car accident. So they got, you know, whoever their contractors are, they're sticking around the area for a few days cleaning up loose ends. Anyway, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, we saw something that looked a lot like the same following the Mandalay Bay shooting, where people who are out there insisting that they'd seen gunmen other than the designated location met with strange fates. Okay, we're going to take one more phone call. Richard in Alabama, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think in spite of their guilty pleas, that some of these crazy shooters might be innocent. Let me tell you how they could do it. Consider these drugs: ecstasy, pentothal, the handcuff drug, hyoscine, the truth drug, rohypnol, the forgetfulness drug, and scopolamine, suggestibility drug. With these drugs, anybody can be hypnotized. Anybody. They can be put in front of a video screen, high def, and forced to watch a video game. A perfect avatar of the crazy shooter can be made, a perfect image, and inserted into the video game. And they can also insert a controller, the avatar that looks like some real law enforcement officer who, you know, a real person who will be the controller after they're trained. So they start off the video game, and every time the avatar or the crazy shooter makes a mistake or disobeys the controller, he gets a nasty shock. But if he obeys and if he succeeds in his mission, then he gets a dose of euphoria, serotonin.
Well, again, you're making this more complicated than it needs to be. I mean, what you're describing is come right out of Clockwork Orange, and it's entirely possible these things can be done. But I think it's probably brought about much more simply, in part because I don't think it needs to be that complicated. I really don't. Now, again, it may be that the patsies in the staged shootings aren't even the real shooters. Just like we know that the Tsarnaev brothers at the Boston Marathon, they were not the actual bombers. Somebody else did that, and they were given the blame in the corporate media. When the Colorado shooting took place, witnesses saw five shooters there, and then when it was all over, there were just two shooters who were both conveniently dead. One of the hallmarks of a staged mass shooting is the mass shooter is not alive to defend themselves afterwards. And that's why I think last Friday was actually the real deal. Just a kid with mental problems, got turned down by a girlfriend, stole his father's guns, brain half melted on prescription psychiatric medication, and he just went on a shooting spree.
Well, this, of course, this doesn't explain all of them, but it could explain a large number of them, maybe half of them.
Well, again, I think you're making it gratuitously complex. So thank you for the phone call, Richard. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines. I need to get back and get some actual news out here. We're finishing up on political correctness here. And according to the New York Times, there have been studies that show the disparity between male and female characters in films, TV shows, and ads. And so screenwriter and feminist activist Christina Hodson has come up with a new piece of screenwriting software which will make sure that whatever script you're writing includes as much dialogue and action from women as it does from men. Now, I worked in Hollywood for a long time. I was even briefly a writer. I had some screenplays optioned, nothing actually produced. Got one screenplay ripped off. There have been efforts to have computers assist in the screenwriting process, especially for series television, and it doesn't really work on out because computers obviously are not human beings. They don't identify with human beings. They don't share experiences with human beings, and therefore they cannot write about the human experience. Now, this piece of software isn't doing the actual writing, but it's filtering what is being written. And I'm predicting that this piece of software is basically going to put out junk that nobody's going to want to watch. Especially, people are PC'd out. They've really had it with all of this stuff. And they really want it to go away. They want to go back to where men are men and women are women. There are differences that we are born with, and we just, you know, we don't judge on the basis of it, but we don't pretend those differences don't exist. That's just plain silly. Continuing on the subject of computers here, Samsung has come out with a new TV commercial poking fun at the iPhone. And the commercial is basically promoting the launch of the 128 gigabyte and 256 gigabyte editions of the Galaxy S9. Boy, that is a lot of memory. And the commercial is basically showing an iPhone owner with an older iPhone, and it's slowing way, way down. And they get frustrated, and they get upset. And it's a perfectly appropriate thing for Samsung to do because Apple did get caught slowing down the iPhones. And their excuse is it's to lengthen battery life, but most people think it's just a marketing ploy to get you to buy the newer iPhone. Oh, this thing is so slow. I'm going to go on down to the store and I'm going to buy a new hot-rodded iPhone. Following up on the so-called Spectre vulnerability, experts are now warning there's a new Super Spectre bug, and it uses a flaw in the chip or an NSA-mandated backdoor, take your pick, to access all the secrets stored on a machine. And security researcher Yuri Buligin, who was until last year Intel's chief threat researcher, says hackers can exploit the infamous chip flaw to gain access to all the secrets stored on a machine. Now, Intel is issuing patches, but the patches slow down your computer, so you're not getting the computer you paid money for. And I think for similar flaws to have been found on so many different chips, I don't agree that it's just a flaw in the chip design. I think it's a hardware backdoor. Story coming out of Blacklisted News here. There's a new report out. Actually, this came from TechDirt. And it's confirming there are deep flaws in the automated facial recognition software being used by Great Britain. And they caution against its use here in the United States. Now, this isn't just comparing a single image with a database. These systems are literally scanning the crowd, to obtain and analyze huge numbers of facial images in real time. It's kind of like Minority Report, only without the eye part. Huge invasion of privacy. But the problem is these systems have a ridiculously high level of false positives. South Wales police had encountered during the automated facial recognition software. And before that, a post noted a similarly unacceptable failure rate of automated systems used by the Metropolitan Police in London of last year. These systems do not work. And innocent people are being harassed by the police because they happen to look close enough to a known suspect that the computer says they're the same. They tried facial recognition a couple of years ago at the Miami airport to look for terrorists. And they got the same thing. They harassed a lot of totally innocent people, and they didn't catch a single terrorist. Over in the Congo, officials are getting very, very worried about this latest Ebola outbreak, because up until now, Ebola outbreaks have always tended to happen deep in the jungle, where there is a natural barrier preventing its spread, where the illness just burns through its course in these remote villages, and people from there don't make it out to civilization. Unfortunately, that's not true any longer. There's a case of Ebola that's been confirmed in the city of Mbandaka, a city of 1.2 million people. And it's the first time Ebola has ever landed on a city that sits directly on the Congo River. Now, the Congo River is basically the region's highway system. It's full of barges and boats. Travel from Kisangani in the east through the major cities, including Bumba, and eventually Kinshasa, the capital of the Congo, and home to more than 11 million people. So they're moving very rapidly. They're trying to isolate potential carriers. But yeah, this could get very, very nasty. Out in California, following a long legal fight, an appeals court is saying California can list the herbicide glyphosate as a carcinogen. Now, California passed a law requiring this, and Monsanto basically fought tooth and nail in the court system to keep you, the public, from knowing that that stuff you're spraying on your rose bushes could give you cancer. So again, we live in a society where dangerous, bad products are allowed to be sold as long as it's making its manufacturer enough money where they can buy the media and buy the politicians. Now, along similar lines here over at Global Research in Canada, they have an article about how all of a sudden children seem to be sicker than they used to be. And I've seen the same thing myself. I look back on my own childhood. Hardly anybody got sick. We'd go through that measles and mumps thing once. But this article is saying that the problem here is outdated medical models that struggle with chronic diseases and overlook the impact that the food we eat has on us. And people are still talking about the safety of genetically modified foods and their associated pesticides. And more parents are discovering that they can get their children healthy again simply by changing their diet. But there are a lot of chemicals in processed food, manufactured food. You ought to read those ingredient labels sometimes. And I know the type is very, very tiny, but just whip out that little magnifying glass on your Swiss Army knife and just look through those. And Claire and I, when we're shopping, if I see a lot of chemical names, we don't buy the product. And as soon as somebody has that app out to read the new QR code for GMO labeling, we're going to get that. Because it is very obvious to these food corporations, to Monsanto, that our health is simply not a factor. It's not important. In fact, it's a double brand of brothers. The food industry and Monsanto make us chronically ill. We go to the medical industrial complex and spend a lot of money trying to get better on things that really do not work. Now, there's been a big problem here over at Patrick Air Force Base, where military families living on the base, their children are getting sick. And it turns out that the Air Force wasn't being very careful with where they disposed their toxic waste. They just dumped it on open land where military housing was later built. And the kids play in the dirt, as kids do. They play in the mud, and they're coming down sick. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Show last segment of our program on this Monday, and it's time to give you an update on our local news, meaning the volcano. The lava flowing out of the rift area is starting to speed up, because now we're starting to see the new, very hot, much more liquid lava basically chasing the last of the old lava that's just been lying down there since a previous eruption. It's chasing it on out of there. So the lava flow has increased. It's running a lot more rapidly across the ground. There's been one injury reported now. So far, everybody's been safe, but one injury. Somebody got a little too close to the volcano, was hit in the leg with what's called a lava bomb, meaning a rock, and it broke his leg. So, again, if you're actually here in Hawaii and you want to see the volcano, watch it from a safe distance. It is an active volcano. It has been for a lot of years. There are safe ways to see it and unsafe ways, obviously. So there's a lot of gases coming on out from the volcano. Right now, today, we have the trade winds, so it's blowing off to the southwest and away from the rest of the islands. But residents on the Big Island are being advised to prepare for rapid changes in air quality. And they're warning about increased levels of sulfur dioxide. Now, we've now had three of these giant ash eruptions at Kilauea. And the first one was the largest. Looking at it from a distance objectively, it would almost seem like it's kind of winding down bit by bit. But volcanologists are still out there saying there is still a big one coming. But even the volcanologists admit they're not really sure. It's not like they have X-ray eyes and can actually see down into the ground with what the magma chamber and all those lava tubes are actually doing. Maybe what they're thinking is they don't want people to start relaxing and say, well, this one's over and we can go back in. They're definitely saying, no, it's not over. It's going to go on for a very, very long time. I think we're now up to something like 22 fissures, and a new one opened up in Lower Puna. Most of them are still spewing lava. A few of them have quieted down. But experts are saying this could go on for weeks. Volcanologist Janine Krippner of Concord University in West Virginia said, there's just so many variables. It's complicated, like a bad Facebook relationship status, which I think is kind of a weird way to describe an active volcano. But everybody's looking back at the eruption of 1924, which started out with similar conditions at Kilauea. And there were more than 50 distinct explosions of ash and rock and dust. Latest problem we're having to deal with is called lays. First there was Vog, now it's lays, because some of the lava has reached the ocean, it's pouring on in, reacts with the salt water, and puts out a new round of noxious chemicals. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please remember that the Frontside Academy promotion has been extended to June 2nd. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting information to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody, face-to-face conversations, email. Don't bother wasting time on social media. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Frontsight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.